Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, I think they're playing a lot better than maybe what their record shows. Their front over there is filled with a lot of guys that can get after the quarterback. So we got to be on our P's and Q's and understand what they're going to try to do to us. You know, they're pretty unpredictable in terms of, you know, when and where they're blitzing. So making sure that I'm seeing as much as I can, watching as much film as I can to try to pick up on cues and things. And again, we know what type of offense they are and what they can be and what they've shown in the past. So again, just making sure we're taking care of the football, trying to end every drive and a kick.
Josh Allen, who on the visor, he says, we'll see, right? He's trying it.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll stick with it.
He's going to rip that thing right off.
That's what I think.
He's going to rip that thing off mid-play.
It's like when LeBron had an injury and he wore like that plastic mask you'll see basketball players wear. And like after like 1 minute, he like ripped it off and threw it. Yeah. Like, I'm done with this. I could see Allen just like, call timeout. Give me a screwdriver.
No timeout. He's going to break contain, roll to his right, rip it off with one hand, and then throw a shot put pass to Dawson Knox for a gain of 6.
I think the thing is screwed in there, so it might be pretty tough for
him. It's not going to stop him. He'll be fine. 803-0550, kind of taking your Bills Dolphins memories at Highmark. I think we can somewhat confidently say that this might be the Dolphins' final trip to this stadium. So give us a call, 803-0550. It's tonight. It's on Prime, Amazon Prime. And the Prime Vision broadcast is something. Maybe you haven't seen that before. If you have Amazon Prime, you can get that. And it's pretty great, the things that they offer visually, the better camera angles. So that's all tonight for Bills and Dolphins from Highmark Stadium. One other thing. Oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Andrew Whitworth did their podcast last night.
Looked beautiful there.
So they're at Whalen last night.
Tons of Bills fans.
A lot of Bills fans. I was not able to make it. I had FOMO, and now I have Romo, regret of missing out. Because not only did it look beautiful out there and a lot of Bills fans hanging out, they played Flip Cup.
Yeah, they did.
They played Flip Cup.
That's what the picture looked like.
Not that I would have done that. I mean, I hung up my cups years ago. No,
you're not playing Flip Cup anymore?
Not on the regular.
But once in a while? How rusty would you be if you had to play right now?
I'm going to say something, and you're going to come at me about it. I'm the Josh Allen of playing Flip Cup.
Come on. I mean, what is this?
My career college record.
You just said you don't play regularly.
Well, I'm 46.
46. You're like the Johnny Unitas of Flip Cup then, maybe.
Fine. I don't want to say I'm the Brady. I'm not the Brady. I'm the in college,
Montana.
In college, my team lost like once.
All right.
We played every weekend.
What was that one loss? I mean, you must remember it. You were one loss away from being perfect in college.
I do remember where we were. We were, shockingly, in our apartment playing Flip Cup. we lost once, and we immediately got it back. We had a belt. We had everything. Every party we ever had.
A belt?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Maybe took this seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's the go-to game.
Well,
so.
I did put up a Twitter poll underneath Fitz's picture showing Flip Cup of which is the superior game, Flip Cup or beer pong. And I have long been Team Flip Cup on that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's more social. It's faster. More people play.
Yeah, you get as many people play as you want. Yep. You get double the tables, and you get like 30 people on both sides.
Legendary games. Yeah. Yes, you can do You know, you could do 30 Bills fans against 30 Dolphins fans in a parking lot if you wanted to.
Would you play the rule? Is this a universal rule, or is it just my people, where you vote someone out on the other side after you win, and that's how you win when they're down to no people?
Yeah.
That's so, like, if it's 10 on 10 and you win the first round, then you all get together and you decide which one of them you're voting out and who's going to be doing two cups.
Sure. Do you want to know another version of this game that's really fun? You get it where you have 10 people, 15 people, however many you want. You play Flip Cup Survivor, where the last person is out, and then you play. It's like a guillotine league.
Yeah, right.
10 people. Then do it with 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and you crown a champion of that round, in which that person would do like 10 rounds of Flip Cup. So anyway, they played Flip Cup.
They should have done yesterday. Like, had the there were a lot of Bills fans there. Do it like all across the patio there.
Maybe they
see
did.
How many people you can get involved possible.
Now I'm immediately looking for the Guinness record of largest Flip Cup game of all time. And if there's
and
not,
then we're going to break it.
If there's not a record, you guys want to do it?
We're going to break it.
Everybody listening, ready? Everybody in the chat?
I guarantee that's in there, though.
Biggest game of Flip Cup?
That's in there. I'd be stunned if someone hasn't done that already.
All right. Oh, we could break this. The current Guinness World Record for the largest Flip Cup game was set by the Vancouver Warriors fans in March of this year. 327 participants. We could get that. We could get that done by noon.
That's a Saturday.
We'll beat
that's
that.
A Saturday.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Let's do it.
That's 327 on both sides? No, like, they mean total.
It just says 327 participants,
total.
Which means they didn't have even teams. What's that about?
Yeah, that's weird.
All right. Rob in Toronto. Hey, Rob.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning. Good.
Good. Happy game day. And I'll chime in on Flip Cup versus beer pong. No question. Flip Cup. Just nice. The intensity and the timing. It's crunch time when you got to go. And you never want to be that guy.
Right.
So, when it's on you, you just feel like the biggest goat in the room. Memories of Highmark. So I'll take you back to last year. I was there at that game for Bass's 61-yard field goal. Unbelievable day, unbelievable field goal to win, and none other than Quentin Morris catching a touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
There's a throwback. But it also leads itself. I know we smashed the Jets last week, but never be, never take anybody lightly when it comes to interdivision games. And yeah, go Bills tonight. Love you guys. And happy elite sports season.
Yes, thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
The elite season is here. That Bass field goal, I have recently watched that drive because one of the things about it, you know, you want to say division games can be close. And that's actually, it might be true of this year's team and this Bills team. I'm looking at all the games last year, all the games they lost that were close. And I guess all of their games that they lose are close. Isn't that right? They never get blown out.
Never blown out.
So there's something
except
to be
said. Baltimore last year.
That's right, Baltimore, which was the first time in a while.
They had like 5 years.
They had the current streak of longest stretch without getting blown out. Yep. Now Baltimore has that streak. Lamar has that streak. I mean, they lost last year to the Lions. Sorry, the Lions. The Rams. They beat the Lions. They lost to the Rams by six. By two. I'll wake up any minute here. They lost the Rams by two. But they beat the Patriots by three. They beat the Dolphins by three. You know, there's some close games in here. That Bass field goal, anyway, this is what I was getting to. I watched that recently because I watched that drive. And it was a reminder that while the offense has been great under Joe Brady, there have been times where the offense looked a lot like the first half against Baltimore where they can't get anybody down the field. That Miami game they won last year on the Bass 60-yard kick is that. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins go down the field and score a touchdown to tie, and then the Bills have a drive to get in range for that 61-yard field goal. And it is, well, by Bill standards, one of those ones where you can be happy they won and say, like, woof.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That drive was one of the most one of the least impressive drives you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bills need a million plays to go like 20 yards, and all the yardage came on a penalty on Jordan Poyer.
Right.
They couldn't move the ball 2 feet.
And then after the penalty, I think they ran – did they not run a couple more plays after that to try to get closer, and they couldn't?
And they couldn't.
Because it was – I don't think it was that got them in position for the field goal. It was that got them in position to get closer for a field goal.
Yep.
They couldn't, and then Bass had to attempt a 60-yarder.
Yep. So maybe you want to remember that kind of thing where it's, hey, these games can be close. Sometimes you can just have not your best that day and still win. Yeah,
right.
The Bills on that drive. So they get the ball back. They're tied at 27, 1:33 left. And the offense goes minus four, incomplete.
So third and 14?
Yeah. Neutral zone infraction.
Okay,
incomplete to Coleman on third and nine at their own 31, penalty.
And it's like a 20-yard penalty.
Right. Otherwise, they're going fourth and nine at their own 31, and what do they do there? Incomplete, pass to Mac Hollins for seven, pass to Mac Hollins for four, spike to stop the clock, incomplete, 61-yard field goal.
Wild.
That's one of the...
From a kicker who was struggling all
that's
year.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it was not great that day for them. And the game at halftime, they're down 10-6 to Miami. And it's a Miami team that at the time was 2-6.
Mm-hmm.
So, fair point.
That game, though, like, it's not a total anomaly because there's a couple of those, but I'll have to see, see where they're at because I had a stat last year, maybe around the time of that game, that the Bills had outgained Miami more than any team against another division opponent in like the last 5 years. Like they had outgained them by like 600 yards or something in their rivalry against each other. So there have been a couple of close games, but it's not representative of how good Miami's been in recent years. I mean, the Dolphins, last 5 years, they're 46-31 against everybody not named the Buffalo Bills.
And how many of those games were the backup quarterback?
Probably a lot.
Like
of them,
the record of, if you really wanted to pull it out and say McDaniel and Tua together, when coaching together and playing together without the Bills, are they 15 games over 500?
They're more than that. They're 15 games with the backups included, not including the Bills. So if you really want to take, if you take away the Bills and then the backup quarterback games, they're probably like 45-25. Like
which,
they're well above 500. But those are not their two fatal flaws more than anything? It's their quarterback's health, and they cannot beat the Bills.
And the Bills. And there'd be a comparison to make here for anybody. You know, if you look at the Dolphins and say, well, sorry, that's what you got to do. You got to measure yourself against the Bills. That's the Bills and the Chiefs and Ravens, right? No matter what you do to everybody else, congratulations, your atmosphere you live in, you got to beat these teams above you. And the Bills, of course, have beaten the Ravens a couple times and have to beat the Chiefs, too, when it counts. 803-0550, and we'll get one more call in here before our break. Mike in Rochester. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. Love the show. Think you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Appreciate everything. Lots of Miami memories, all the stuff coming up this week. Just a lot of things popping in my head. But one of the things I remembered was me and my wife were on my honeymoon in Jamaica. We're in the resort, and it was 2013 because I got to remember that date. And so the Bills were playing in Miami, and it was the Thad Brown. It was that game where it was 19-0. Mm-hmm. And they won. I sat at the resort bar and watched the game, drinking Red Stripes. Great time. Glad to beat Miami. Go Bills.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Mike. You said Thad Brown or Thad Lewis?
Thad Lewis.
He called him from Rochester. I mean, might have been watching the game with that. Anyway, Thad Lewis, yeah, in 2013. 2013 Bills Dolphins.
Yeah, there are some drought games in there, like Bills Dolphins drought. I mean, I think of the – oh, no, I guess it's in Miami, though. When Charles Clay revenge game, but that's not that year anyway. 2013.
The 19-0 Bills win over the Dolphins – Yeah, the scoring was a lot of Dan Carpenter. One Fred Jackson touchdown and four money man Dan Carpenter field goals.
Yeah, I remember there's a... Because the Bills used to own Tannehill, too. Like, Tannehill, when he was the Dolphins quarterback, had a they had a bad record against the Bills. And those were not great Bills teams, obviously.
Can I give you Tannehill's stat line in that game? 10 of 27 for 82 yards, sacked seven times.
Seven times. 2013? Well, that's the Mario, Darius, Kyle Williams, Jerry Hughes line.
10 of 27 for 82 yards.
Seven sacks.
You can't do much worse.
The game I remember, because I was there, is... Yeah, here it is. The Bills, they did whatever they wanted offensive. This was 2015, though. So this is a Tyrod game. Tyrod goes 11 of 12 for 181 yards and a touchdown. The Bills ran for 266 yards on the Dolphins. McCoy, 112. Carlos Williams, 9 carries for 110 yards. Tyrod had 44 yards. Like that's my drought, Bills-Dolphins memory. They 33-17. I guess it was a little closer than I thought it was. But they always beat Tannehill.
What game script does everybody like tonight? Bills going to win it with the run? Going to win it with the pass?
They can kind of win it however they want.
Yeah, Drake May had a good day. Drake May was 19 to 23 for 230 and two touchdowns.
Yep.
Quarterback rating of 137. They could probably win how they want.
Doesn't Allen like to lay it on them a little bit?
Yes.
They've run it up in the past.
Yes.
So maybe this is a game where, think of like Jacksonville last year, Monday Night Football. Remember that week? Is that week two? Ooh. Where Jacksonville, like, the Bills are way ahead. In like the second quarter, and they keep throwing bombs. They're throwing deep balls to Ty Johnson down the sideline. You're not gonna stop us, and we're just gonna keep throwing it until you stop us. They could do that, or they could run it and with James Cook, and he could have a big game like last year, and I think they could probably win either way.
803-0550. The Colts went over 400 yards offense.
Yep.
The Patriots did not, but they also had a big return in this game. One thing I'm noticing from both quarterbacks that played against Miami, May 19 of 23. Daniel Jones, also very good, 22 of 29 in this game. He also ran for two touchdowns. If Daniel Jones runs for two against you, I feel like Josh Allen's going to get there once.
Should run for six.
Yeah. 803-0550. We probably sound too confident for some.
Probably.
That's all right. That's our job. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe on WGR on a Buffalo Bills game day. Bills and Dolphins tonight here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.